At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I mean, politics now every 3 days. I mean, maybe this is the way Vince McMahon gets back in the wrestling business. You know, he's been ostracized because he's an awful, disgusting human being.
But other than that.
Yeah. And the missus, by the way, is the secretary of a department that we're trying to eliminate.
Right.
It's a crazy position. You're like, secretary. By the way, here's your job. Terminated.
Yeah.
Just be so incompetent, Chairman. But, I mean, we've already forgotten about Elon and Don. Because now it's Don just versus
Gavin Newsom.
Arrest me. And then Donald today. I hope they do. Hartman, Carter, Harrigan. Adam's with us the first 30. We're going to jump in on L.A. We talked about it a little bit with Adam. Adam talked about it a lot. And among the texts coming in, if Adam and Chad lived in rural Minnesota, your house would be firebombed and you'd be tarred and feathered.
Wow.
This is Trump Grunhagen country. The texter continues, you should try to go to church and Bible study with a congregation full of Rondas out here in rural Minnesota. I think that person's having a little fun. That's where I'm going. The idea that both of us never leaving the metro area and we're both some crazy lefties is laughable.
Yeah.
But let's jump in, L.A. Donald Trump was dying for this type of confrontation. And by the way, so was Gavin Newsom. For political purposes, they're both loving it.
Mm-hmm.
We know where Trump stands in immigration. It allowed him to be president, to emerge in 15, 16. It's the number one reason why he emerged. Remember, there were 17 people running, two of us, when he was in that. We laughed at him.
Yeah.
And we both said numerous times, that's it, that's it, that's it, that's it.
So many times.
Right? And the whole world thought, that's it. January 6th. He's president again. And they went out there for ICE raids. And so far, it's indisputably worse days later. Now, is it worse because some of the National Guard is out there? Not all of it. It's not all out there.
No.
Would it have de-escalated to the point that Newsom, Bass, and the other lefties are suggesting? The truth is, we don't know.
Right.
We don't know. The police chief last night, I watched it. He said, we are overwhelmed. Okay, so then the question becomes, would they have been overwhelmed without clearly more people going out there multiple days? Now, if you're against people protesting, you just don't get the country.
Yeah.
You just don't. If you're in favor of people damaging property, I couldn't disagree with you more. Even if I agreed with the cause, looting, harming, and damaging is despicable. Right? How many times did we try to make that point in 2020?
So many times. And again, to my point, too, is that there are certain groups of people that just want anarchy and don't want any sort of control at all.
Don't care about
these. Use these opportunities to say, huh,
yes,
I can induce a lot of damage.
Yes. And sometimes they align with the issue. Sometimes they don't care.
Right.
Sometimes they don't care. So this allows Trump to remind people, I'm going to be the tough guy on immigration. And if I have to overstep and challenge a law, he oversteps and challenges a law almost every day with an executive order. And I still can't get over when the Solicitor General in court said, we will generally follow the law.
Yeah.
It's his own, Dave, that's his old guy saying,
generally.
I say the same thing every time I get behind the wheel of a car.
Generally, follow law. So this was a perfect opportunity. And I hinted at this during your show, and I'll say it again now. If this was any of the states that voted for him, and there was tumult or even the potential tumult like this, he wouldn't do a damn thing. He would rely on the governor. Now, you might say, guess what? That type of Republican governor would have stopped this before him.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know that again.
No.
But he wouldn't have. And I'm going to go with this. He sat on his butt and watched some violent protesters. Not all. There are plenty of people who on January 6th went to D.C. just to support their guy. Mm-hmm. And they were devastated that he lost, which is fine. And even some who walked towards the Capitol. Meant no harm. Meant never thought for a second they were going to the Capitol. But others, two of us were together. We watched this. It was vicious.
Yeah.
It was violent. And get over the Nancy Pelosi thing. That's been disproven so many times. And by the way, if you want to believe that canard, Donald Trump still can step in. And he sat there for hours and hours. And so why am I bringing this up with L.A.? Because when that was taking place and the Capitol was under attack, where people were chanting what? Hang Mike Pence. That was a mile away. And for hours, what did he do?
Nothing.
Nothing. He had a fresca, watched it, and loved him. And if you doubt us, it's all come out in documents. Ivanka, Don Jr., Kevin McCarthy, all of it, almost all his key supporters, Sean Hannity, either directly to him or to
channels.
Through the chief of staff.
Mark Meadows.
Begging him to go out. Then if you've seen the video where he has to do the video like four times because he doesn't want to do it.
Right.
He doesn't want to do it. So give me a break. When he had a chance to stop the insurrection, the protest, it was on his side. So he didn't do a damn thing. That cannot be forgotten in this exchange, can it?
Not at all. But again, it just magnifies the fact that we live in two different countries.
And yep.
That there's doesn't matter. The past doesn't matter. As long as it's my guy doing it for reasons that I believe in, all is fair.
100%.
Yeah.
Now Newsom. Newsom has been trying this last year to almost distance himself from liberal California.
Yeah.
He's got the podcast. He has on Charlie Kirk. He has on Newt Gingrich. He's reached out to other MAGA-type individuals. Come on. He came out and said for high school sports, transgender individuals should not participate. I heard the start of your show. We had a similar debate last week. You want to show compassion. You want to show decency. But on some level, at some age, it's unfair.
Yeah.
Right? That's counter to a lot of the lefties.
Yep.
That just is. But that's where we stand. And he's trying. And so you know what this is going to allow him to do? Further put himself back in the position, because there's a lot of people out there, whether they're center left or further left, who say, we need people to stand up to Trump.
Yeah.
And do it with force.
Tim Walz.
Yeah.
Got to bully the hell out of him.
Yeah, bully the hell out of him. That's what he said.
Bleep.
Which soundbite do you want to play here from Newsom?
We can start with Gavin talking about Mr. Trump
And, well, stone cold liar. That's a good way to put it, I guess.
Yep.
We talked for almost 20 minutes, and this issue never came up. I mean, I kept trying to talk about L.A. He wanted to talk about all these other issues. We had a very decent conversation.
When was this?
This was late Friday night, about 1:30 plus his time.
After the protests had started.
After the protests, and he never once brought up the National Guard. He's a stone-cold liar. He said he did. Stone-cold liar. Never did. It was a very civil conversation. I've always wanted to approach engagement with the President of the United States in a respectful and responsible way. But there's no working with the President. There's only working for him. And I will never work for Donald Trump.
I don't disagree with any of that, outside of not knowing if Newsom's telling the truth.
Right.
If you're asking me who I have to believe, 99.999% I believe Gavin Newsom.
Yeah.
Because Trump normally, by people who really know him, say this whole "you're fired" thing. He does that in social media. He does that on The Apprentice. He really doesn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to do this for the first time in 60 years, things better be, holy hell better be happening. And Friday, it wasn't,
no,
right?
No.
There's no evidence that was taking place. And if you have a 20-minute conversation with the governor of the state and you don't say you're bringing the National Guard out, it shows where Newsom's right. You're either with him or against him. And if you're with him, he would have included this.
Yeah.
But he wouldn't have done it. If you're not with him, he doesn't believe you, he doesn't trust you, so it doesn't feel like there's any reason to tell you.
Correct.
You know? There's a lot more to say. You going to stick around?
Yeah, another segment.
Yeah. Do we want him another segment? What are your thoughts?
I think it's fine. He's welcome.
Wow. I mean, that wasn't very...
We talked for 20 minutes, and Dave said I was welcome.
All right, what do you want to say? What do you want to? Where do you want to agree with this? Where do you want to disagree with this? Because I've got plenty more to say, but you can chime in. Do you think Trump was right? Do you think Newsom was right? Do you agree with what I'm saying? Trump loves this. First of all, it stops us from talking about Elon.
Mm-hmm.
Stops us from talking about the big, beautiful bill where you got a lot of Republicans who are running from it. And he loves a crisis. And he wants to take advantage of a crisis. And it's right in his wheelhouse on immigration. Part of what we're going to talk about when we come back, along you can help direct it, 651-461-9226, is who you really want as the target for individuals to remove from the country. Because with a lot of our audience, not all of it, I'm on the wrong side of this. And I have no problem disagreeing with plenty of people in the audience. You can chime in, 651-461-9226. Okay. Now, I would say 19 out of 20 days, I wake up and I come down and I go to my Kinetico drinking water system. Boom. And the first thing I have is a glass of water. Today, I've got to be honest, I bought the Foo Foo Fancy orange juice. High-end orange juice. Underrated. Look, what does that look about?
Give me Simply Orange any day of the week. Minute Maid.
Mr. Naked Juice over here.
Yeah, exactly. But almost every other day, and by the way, I did drink plenty of water after that off my Kinetico drinking water system. Where do I get that? Quarry's Home Services. Quarry'sHomeServices.com. I first bought a house in 1993. Carter, take a guess how much that house cost in 1993.
$1,500.
$4.7 million. No, $189,000 in 1993 in Plymouth. It was nice. God knows what it's worth now. But I right away then put in a Kinetico drinking water system. I've been working with them at a couple homes I've owned since then. I have the great water softener set up. And here's the thing with AquariusHomeServices.com. Just look in your utility room. Pretty much everything in your utility room, they will work with you. Aquarius earning the right to be recommended, and that Kinetico drinking water system, you reach out to them now and you save up to 25%. I trust them 100%. AquariusHomeServices.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, we're getting to a bunch of text here. We have plenty of people in the audience, Dave and Adam, who think anyone who came into this country, anyone, needs to be eliminated. We talked a couple times about the 18-year-old kid out of what?
Eliminated, you mean deported.
Yeah, exactly. Not killed, yeah. But eliminated from the country. Yeah, out of here. Well, some probably do think the worst. 18-year-old kid last week. 18-year-old kid. Living here his whole life, mm-hmm. Right? And he gets arrested. We're arresting high school kids now.
Yeah.
We're arresting the guy who's at your bakery, who you've seen the 15 years you've lived in the neighborhood.
Yep.
We're arresting the guy who's on the grounds crew of the crew that installs something for your sprinkler system. We're arresting the folks who work behind the scenes at popular restaurants. We're arresting people who have kids that your kids know and that hang out.
Yep.
I am 1,000% for going after those individuals who are involved in criminality. Full force, let's go. Also, determine what is due process for them.
Yep.
Like as an example, it's not due process if you admit you sent the guy before charging him and to a country where it says in his court order he can't be sent there. Abrego Garcia. I'm not that person. The guy I might know, and it's just my friend Jose, and I don't know if he's legal or not, but you know what I see him when I drop off my kids or when I go to church or when we go to the same grocery store. I don't want those guys taken out of this country. They might be jerks. They might be great. But if they're not involved in criminal activity, that's the direction of our federal government. That's really what we want. I don't want that.
I don't either, and there's too much evidence that is happening, including people actually going to court, to immigration court, and after their hearing is done, they get scooped up. Are those people not trying to use the legal process to become naturalized citizens?
Yeah, that's what they should be doing, right? And I'm not going to back away from my criticism on Biden. Like, anybody who listens to the show and think I wasn't crushing Biden on a regular basis, you're head in the sand, including on the number of people allowed in the country.
Right.
And I'm not saying it's unlimited. I'm not an open borders person in any way. And Biden receives a letter grade on that of F. Okay? And so if we want to close down the border significantly more, as he has. But I had somebody tweet something. It's a Chuck Schumer speech, 1996. I'm guessing it's accurate. I don't know if it's AR or not, but I'm guessing where his point is making, the main reason why people come here is to profit, right? But illegally profit from Social Security, these things. Well, first of all, who's really getting Social Security? Okay. The main reason why people are coming here is they want a better life.
Yeah.
That is the main reason why. Of the individuals I'm talking about in the category of the guy you see at church, the guy who's at the grocery store, the guy who has a daughter in the same class as you and now you're going to a choir concert, or the guy at the business.
Or the people who are building our homes and working, doing jobs that Americans don't want to do.
Because a high, high percentage of the people listening right now, you know what? We were lucky we were born here. And you may have had extraordinarily difficult lives growing up. I'm not saying everybody was just perfect. It was a man. It's great. But let's say you're in El Salvador and you got another dictator running the country, just another one. And you have no hope for the future. And you see people who speak out, they vanish. They disappear. You wouldn't try to get here? And again, I'm not unlimited open borders. I'm not in any way. But now that somebody's been here 10, 15 years and is a part of the country, those are the folks we want ICE to spend their time on right now? I don't.
Not at all.
Not at all.
It's been part of this, too, which I've talked about many times, that, and it's worked, that it's just the demonization of this entire group of people based on the actions of a very few.
Yep. That's it.
And that's not saying that every single one of them is a great upstanding citizen. There are human traffickers involved. There are drug dealers involved. There are criminals involved. Absolutely. And I have zero issue with getting rid of those people.
No. And by the way, very, very, very few people
correct.
Do. But it turns into, well, everybody who isn't with Trump does. Now, I'll say this, and I'll let you go after this. And I'm going to get to a lot of text, phone calls. I'm going to stay with it for another segment at least. We had Jason Chavez on Friday, who represents Ward 9, where the South Minneapolis restaurant raid investigation, whichever term you want. Dave, I think I had to ask him twice, are you concerned about drug and money laundering in your ward?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought he was fairly dismissive of that. You know, at least the first time. Then the second time he goes, if there is criminal activity, I want us to look at that. But it was a lot of talk of the menacing that was taking place and the intimidation taking place. And Jason genuinely believes that. But I want all the folks who are talking also about the arrests of individuals, Dave, to also mention, if there is criminal activity taking place, then that needs to be found, a full investigation and due process involved. Because we just go too far either ways, including the folks who were very upset about what happened in South Minneapolis. And he did, in the end, go there. But I just felt like an elected official, while feeling like it was totally different what happened in South Minneapolis, also needs to say front and center multiple times, by the way, if that's happening, if drug and money laundering is happening in the area I represent, absolutely that should be investigated.
Yeah, you'd like to hear it, and it was nice that he eventually got there. Or at least most of the way there. But when he came on, he clearly had the agenda of, we're going after the administration, the federal police, who showed up with, ICE.
There was an ICE.
Why was ICE there?
And then that's it.
He went back to it many, many times of,
yep.
Look, here's the deal. ICE was there. It's intimidation. People are scared, yada, yada.
Which is true, but so is the other side.
Right. And if you want due process for these citizens, due process also includes police allowing to do their investigations on legitimate cases of whether it's money laundering, drugs, criminal activity.
And then it became, a lot of people on the left saying that Fry and O'Hara are lying because they kept saying
it wasn't an immigration
thing. Was there intimidation a part of it? Hell yes. Was it trying to send a message? Yeah. But was it directly immigration? As of now, no. But by the way, Jacob Fry, Brian O'Hara, and others, including us in the journalism side, need to be looking to see if it turns out, hey, 3 weeks later, we announced that 10 people we apprehended and immigration was a part of it.
Yeah.
And that should be noted. Cold tubbing, clanging and banging, pumping those drugs in your system. What do you
all
got?
All three?
Do the whole show with us.
The motivation is always high when I leave, and by the time I get down to Rochester,
yeah,
that motivation often dissipates.
Lunch?
Then a sandwich looks good.
And, yeah. What are the lunch plans? You want to go to my house and go eat that tuna?
Eat your tuna, yeah.
Yeah, it's sitting on the counter. It's very good.
I bet it is.
A lot of people think my tuna is legendary.
Wow.
That's
high praise.
Iconic, someone said.
Iconic.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yep.
More a lot of Dumb and Dumber tomorrow. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Full extra hour.
Right, whole hour.
Yeah.
Are you giving me an hour, too?
Well, that would be two straight hours for us.
Think it over.
I'll think it over. Okay, I'm not done with L.A. I want to get phone calls and texts. Trump wants every bit of this. Gavin Newsom wants every bit of it. We're all looking at it, almost all of us, with my team or your team, like almost everything in society. We've lost so much objectivity. And again, my point, if you think we need this much National Guard just to arrest your neighbor or the guy who works at a restaurant or the guy who works with you, I couldn't disagree with you more. If it's individuals involved in criminality, yes. But by the way, let the governor actually ask for it. But Donald Trump is going to test every speck of every law and buckle up, because we're only 4.5 months into his term. 651-461-9226.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Okay, this is a great Eric Clapton tune. What do we have for a bumper music theme today, Mr. Harrigan?
110 years ago, a young man named Les Paul was born.
Oh, yeah, sure.
1915. So, tribute to him and his legendary line of guitars, we have musicians that play Les Paul guitars.
Oh.
Clapton being one of them.
Who was the 1220-ish or so?
I'd have to remember now who I played. I could figure it out.
You could figure it out? Okay, let's... today, Donald Trump has encouraged...
Neil Young, that's who it was.
That's pretty good. Has encouraged Tom Homan to arrest Gavin Newsom and the mayor of L.A., Karen Bass. Why is Donald Trump saying that? This soundbite yesterday from Gavin Newsom.
He's a tough guy. Why doesn't he do that? He knows where to find me. But you know what? Lay your hands off four-year-old girls that are trying to get educated. Lay your hands off these poor people who are just trying to live their lives, man. Trying to live their lives, paying their taxes, been here 10 years. The fear, the horror, the hell is this guy? Come after me, arrest me. Let's just get it over with. Tough guy. You know, I don't give a damn, but I care about my community. I care about this community. The hell are they doing? These guys need to grow up. They need to stop. And we need to push back. And I'm sorry to be so clear, but that kind of bloviating is exhausting. So, Tom, arrest me. Let's go.
Among the texts, and many have come in, they can't find all the millions of murderers, rapists, and bad people across the border. So they're going after who they can. Kids and people not breaking the law. They've refused to come up with a working immigration plan, so this is what we got. And by the way, that's on Democrats and Republicans, right? The House Republicans, by the way, Ronald Reagan's policy in immigration, not even close to Donald Trump. Go back and look at what Ronald Reagan wanted in the 80s. Go look at what George W. Bush wanted in the aughts. By the way, I mentioned two arch-conservative presidents. They talked about what individuals, like what I just was talking with Adam, and you also were chiming in, on those who've been here, who are not legal citizens, who are not breaking the law, who have kids in school, who are our coworkers, our friends, are people just we see... finding a path for them. That doesn't mean you go soft in any way on slowing down the border, because we cannot have, I'm never in favor of just open borders, never. And that doesn't mean we stop and tracking down those who've committed crimes. But this is the energy. This is really the path. Stop. More text. It's overkill for a specific reason to install fear in order to help facilitate self-deportations. Triggering the left is just a bonus. It's for fear and intimidation. And when there's criminality behind it, I'm all for it. I'd like to see it eventually in court. How many people are self-deporting right now? You hear about that, but that still has to be a small number, right?
I think so.
Very small number.
Mm-hmm.
I know the fear is, like, if it's you have a family, and the mom's going to be grabbed, or the dad's going to be grabbed, or maybe an 18-year-old kid, then maybe we're all going back to somewhere. A lot of those countries are hellholes.
Yeah.
There's a reason why they left them. Because the promise of hope. And again, I would prefer that everyone goes through the legal process. Then let's get on it and get something where it makes sense, where we keep... we come up with a path for Dave's neighbor's been here 22 years and is paying taxes and is no different than Dave, who happened to just be lucky and born here, where his neighbor was born in somewhere in Central America. Find a path for those individuals and find a path to a courtroom for those who've committed violent offenses. Is that really that difficult?
It doesn't seem difficult to take those that are violent, that have broken laws, to say, hey, all right, we're going to prosecute and get you out of the country if that's what needs to happen. And for those that, like you said, are the neighbors that have been here 5, 10, 15, 20, whatever it is, years, that are upstanding citizens and happen to not be here legally, it's okay for the government to reach out and say, hey, we know you're not here legally. We're not going to deport you right now. But we would like to see you be taking steps to gain citizenship. And if you can't do that in a year, 2 years, make significant progress that we can see, yep, then we're going to have another conversation.
Yep.
It doesn't seem that huff, but again, I mean, what are we four and a half months in, and it seems like everything the administration has done since Donald Trump has taken back over, sledgehammer instead of a scalpel. Whether it's DOGE, whether it's, you know, problems with education, let's just eliminate the entire department. Now immigration, just sledgehammer, 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 instead of actually looking at the problem, dissecting it, and, I don't know, do something, just, you know, be careful.
And when it's not a sledgehammer, when it does deserve action, and then why doesn't he respond? Because it's an issue where he agrees with it. Texters, please tell me, for folks who are on Team Trump, if you're against violence and you think everybody out there in L.A. is all about violence. By the way, it's not all L.A. Calm down. I keep seeing that. All of L.A. is burning.
The entire city.
Give me a break. Give me a break. The majority are protesting peacefully. Some of the folks live in L.A. are protesting violently. Some show up and are looting. I'm not defending that in any way. But just please explain to me why he sat there and watched on January 6th, blocks from where he was as the president of the United States, and did absolutely, unequivocally nothing for hours and hours and hours. OMG exclamation point. Quit whining about Trump. I'm reading this text after here. He was right to send in the National Guard. You shouldn't even be talking about this subject because you have no idea what goes on in the real world of illegal immigration. But this person can offer an opinion because he or she agrees with Trump.
They know the real world.
Okay, so they get to have an opinion because they agree with Trump. I don't agree with Trump, so I don't get to have an opinion.
Well, no, you can have an opinion, just shut up about it.
More texts at the Dave Harrigan talking text lines. I've heard illegals multiple times with each and every one of them. We paid tax just as we would for any employee. The difference is there was no benefit extended for that tax they pay. Never heard a complaint. Great workers, knowing what they have to do. Most are legal today by marriage. More texts. Agree 100%, illegal or not. If people are part of the fabric of society and community and doing the right thing, we need to provide a path to citizenship. More. Nice one, Chad. You cherry-pick your story to keep with the WCCO narrative that makes President Trump look bad. Okay, first of all, the word narrative is a puke-inducing for me. I don't get my marching orders from one single person. Dave and I collectively come up with the topics. I make fun of this company endlessly. We've had one of the worst apps in the history of the planet. Seems like we change ownership every other day. I wish we were on FM. I wish we were outside this dump of a building. I think we hired some more of the most incompetent program directors we've ever hired until we now have Brad.
Good save. Good save there.
And by the way, when I disagree with Brad, I talk about that on air. The idea I don't criticize management is one of the most laughable things ever. And everybody's here is my friend, but their opinion.
Most everybody.
You're right. You're not my friend.
Thank you.
But I don't, you know, I don't, their opinion doesn't matter to my opinion. There's no collective we have to do this. Have they gone after the businesses that hired those workers? I haven't heard as much of that. It seems like that would be another forceful way on the violent criminals to not only go after these people, but where they were working. More text. When a business owner hires illegal workers, they don't pay liability health insurance. They don't pay unemployment insurance. They don't follow the laws about breaks and working conditions. They put law-abiding businesses out of business. Okay, so that's the only debate, because there's a few textures about, well, when you let this many people in the country illegally, you're denying individuals born here those jobs. It's not a lot of proof that Americans who want some of those jobs that are hard labor, because many of the illegals are involved in hard labor. Many of the illegals are also involved in running businesses, starting businesses, teaching your kids. But on the hard labor part, I talk to people in those businesses all of the time. Many friends of mine, many people I just know, and their biggest challenge is finding workers. So I hope everybody in this country has a path to an occupation which they, maybe it's a means to their next job, or maybe that job allows them to prosper and have a great life. I hope that happens for every single soul. But the idea that millions and millions of Americans are being denied the hard labor job because of undocumented workers, not millions and millions. I don't buy that. Do you?
No.
That's because I talked to so many people who are trying to get people in those jobs. What's going on in California doesn't affect me directly, so I don't care what's happening. I hope you would broaden out your thinking also, and considering what happened in South Minneapolis last week, a much, much smaller version, but along the same lines. And as somebody who lives in this country, and the enormous divide we have between Donald Trump and leadership and MAGA and those on the left, it's interesting. I just saw Kristi Noem, too. That's been the last thing I'll say until we talk to Jamie. Kristi Noem was adamantly against, when Joe Biden was president, federalizing the National Guard. And now, guess what? Her guy did it, so she's okay with it. And to act like the Democrats don't do that at times would be a lie. But with Trump, it's mandatory.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.